Thank you all.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. All in shame. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away? Understand the things I can do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you. You can carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. Get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away? And when my mind is free, you know.
I've had the pleasure of singing all over this great nation, but today I'm lending my voice to the 15 million kids in America struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left without enough food for a meal. But it doesn't have to be this way. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks helps to get food to families in need. Visit feedingamerica.org to learn how you can help. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
met him 15 years ago, I was told there was nothing left. No reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong. I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes. I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up, because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
What do we do?
He's been here once tonight. I think he'll come back.
Jesus, you look like hell.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, time travelers. My name is Chris Earle. It's CBGB today. Doing a little recreation of all the artists that came out of the New York City club, CBGB.
As I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity, I ask myself, about peace, love, and earth.
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m.
Of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel.
Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation.
They say you better listen to the voice of reason.
But they don't give you any choice because they think that it's treason.
So you had better do as you were told. You better listen to the radio.
Real.
CBGB today on Time Travel till 7 p.m. Here's AC/DC.
There ought to be a whole lot more. You get nothing for nothing. Time.
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. It's Blondie doing all CBGB today, recreating some little mini sets from the New York City club that closed back in 2006. It was a big launching pad for a lot of careers. Just playing all those today. Hope you had a happy Halloween. My name's Chris Earle. We'll be right back.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Yo.
91.5. Y'all know what it is, one.
I know what it is. I know what it is, boy. It's Ghostface. It's Ghostface. Ghostface is probably making millions of dollars. And here I am, a relatively intelligent young man. I wouldn't even say I'm a young man anymore. Middle-aged man. Just sitting here getting screwed. Getting screwed. Let's listen to Ghostface again.
Yo. Yo, it's Ghostface.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. 91.5.
Actually, I don't even know who this guy is. He's probably from Medford. Never know. He could just stab me outside of the studio. Worst things have happened. Worst things have happened. I'll tell you that. Well, yeah, thanks for listening last week. Derek Gary got to do his Halloween show. I was out in the middle of the ocean. I was out in the middle of the ocean. I was down in, where the hell was I? I was in Nassau. I was in Nassau, in the Bahamas. We went to the club there and did a little show. Did a little comedy. I was on a boat. It was like sideways rain, and they evacuated an island at one point. It was pretty awesome. I was like in this tender, which is like a little ship, and the thing was bouncing up and down, going crazy. It was fun. It's all right. Met a lot of interesting people, and it was a good time. It was fun. I'm a little tired this week. I had to go through Times Square on Sunday with my luggage, and it was raining, and I had to go to Brooklyn and drive back. Oh, my God. Third world problems. Third world problems, everyone. Hope you had a nice Halloween. I had one kid come to the door, teenager. They canceled Halloween in my town. Apparently, everybody knew except for me. Actually, I didn't know, but I was hoping some kids would show up at the door. I would have shown up. Back in 1982, I actually went to the door with my friend Matt. And the guy's like, he shows up drunk and he's like, oh, I thought they canceled it. They don't cancel Halloween. He gave us like a can of SpaghettiOs and a Budweiser. It was a Budweiser. Can of SpaghettiOs and a Budweiser. Some loose change. And I thought that's kind of the coolest thing ever. But I made all kinds of things for the kids and none of the kids came to the door. Some kid came though. And he was a teenager. So I wouldn't say he was a kid. He was a teenager. So the doorbell rings. And I come to the door and I'm like, hey, thought you were a trick-or-treater. And he's like, he's just like wearing a regular jacket and regular pants. And probably about like 16, 17.